Hey fam, it's your girl Riley Hart here, and let me tell you, today's gonna be a real mood booster. We're diving into something super important, something that might feel kinda heavy at first, but trust me, it's a game changer. Forgiveness. Like, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Riley, is this another self-help freaky thing? Nah, fam. This ain't about sugarcoating or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. This is about getting real, about acknowledging those moments that leave you feeling all kinds of messed up, and then figuring out how to actually move on, even if it feels impossible. You know that feeling when someone seriously messes you over? Like, they straight up betray your trust, break a promise, or just do something that leaves you feeling totally blindsided and betrayed. Ever felt like carrying around this weight of anger and resentment? It's like this heavy backpack you never want to take off, except it's weighing you down emotionally. You start questioning everything, lose trust in people, and honestly, it can suck the joy right out of life. But here's the truth bomb, fam. Holding on to that anger and bitterness doesn't actually hurt that other person. It hurts you. It keeps you stuck in a loop of negativity, replaying those moments over and over, preventing you from truly healing and moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning their actions or saying what they did was okay. It's about releasing yourself from that emotional prison. Think about it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's a self-inflicted wound, fam. You gotta learn to untie those emotional chains, let go of the past, and start focusing on your own well-being. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Forgiveness takes work, it takes time, and sometimes it feels like you're climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But trust me, the view from the top is worth it. Let's break down a few key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Remember, this ain't about giving someone a free pass or saying they were right. It's about taking control of your own emotions, freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. It's about choosing peace over pain, joy over bitterness. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury them, ignore them, or pretend they don't exist. Feel the anger, feel the hurt, feel the betrayal. Let those emotions flow through you like a raging river, but don't let them consume you. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge, fam. Be kind to yourself. You've been through something tough, and it's okay to not be okay. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a close friend going through the same thing. 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps you stuck in a cycle of pain. Shift your focus to what's happening right now, appreciate the good things in your life, and cultivate a sense of gratitude. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, find a therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your burden can lighten the load and help you process your emotions more effectively. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're crushing it on TikTok, posting fire content that's going viral. Then, someone steals your idea, posts it as their own, and gets all the likes and followers. You feel betrayed, angry, maybe even tempted to throw shade or start a drama-filled feud. But here's the thing. Holding on to the anger won't bring back your stolen thunder. It'll only keep you tied to that negativity. Think about it. Wouldn't it be way cooler to see them get exposed as a copycat and then rise above the whole situation? You could post an epic clapback video, showing off your original content with even more creativity and style. You could turn this experience into a learning opportunity, building resilience and proving that you're not defined by someone else's actions. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means choosing to move forward with grace, strength, and an unwavering belief in your own worth. So fam, remember. Forgiveness is not weakness, it's a superpower. It's the key to unlocking emotional freedom, breaking free from toxic patterns, and living a life filled with joy, peace, and authentic connection. Don't just take my word for it though. Go out there and try it. Practice letting go of those grudges, releasing that anger, and choosing forgiveness. You might be surprised at how much lighter you feel and how much brighter your world becomes. Now, go forth and conquer, fam. And don't forget to tag me in your epic self-care journeys on TikTok. Because I want to see all the glow-up magic happening. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this episode if it resonated with you. Let's spread the love and empower each other to become our best selves. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.